Well, if you had Toledo Marshall in Northern Illinois on your mind pregame, that quickly evaporated as Notre Dame manhandled Rice 52-0. Guys, we talked about teams that have come in here and struggled against Notre Dame. That's a really bad football team. I don't want to take anything away from Notre Dame's performance, and we got a lot to talk about there. But, they can't fall back on muscle memory with triple option like Navy can, and Notre Dame hammered them from the beginning.
I think they had 35 aggregate yards on their first 10 drives before they had that 75-yard drive where they fumbled it away as well. It was an offense. I don't want to take Drew's line, but Drew mentioned they still have to work about it in the triple option because they haven't seen it yet until Navy comes into town. But Notre Dame's defense played great. Adon Shuler set the tone, and everybody keeps saying set the tone because that's what he did. I thought the most interesting thing Marcus Freeman said is he chooses to play violently. And he sure did there. He did it with Wisconsin. Boubacar Traore, the recipient, 24-yard scoop and score. Kingston Bileamuasu back and fantastic, really, in one half. The defense was tremendous today.
Drew, Notre Dame set the tone from the beginning, as Tim said, with Shuler. Offensively, C.J. Carr was outstanding. Pinpoint, no turnovers again. Notre Dame wins the turnover battle 4-0. They outgain Rice 478 to 128, 24 first downs to 7. Notre Dame was a superior football team, and they did exactly what they had to do today. You know, short rest. You wanted them to be physical out of the gate. You were concerned about playing against triple option and being short a day, but that was not an issue. Notre Dame was ready to play football today.
Yes, we definitely can't question Marcus Freeman's decision to have a bloody Tuesday practice early in the week where they got the pads on right away. You saw that, as you mentioned, and I think it was 404 to 53 yards at the end of the third quarter, too. So even Rice still got shut out, but they got a lot of that in the fourth quarter. So Notre Dame just, like, put it on them from the beginning. It's great to see guys like Kingston Bileamuasu get out there. Ronnie Dunham made a play early on, too. So I think something we wanted to see, even before the game got really out of hand, we saw a lot of guys getting in there that we need to see that will help Notre Dame later on.
I feel like this was a make-a-wish week for me because I said Jordan Faison needed to get in the end zone to be a number one. He needed help at wide receiver. Micah Gilbert needed to emerge at boundary. All of these things happened while forcing turnovers and getting plenty of opportunity, 5 for 6 in the red zone and touchdowns. Everything that you were looking for from Notre Dame offensively, they delivered.
I think Marcus Freeman was looking for it too. Jack Sobel asked him a question about getting more guys involved, and Freeman kind of looked over at me and said, somebody else asked me that question earlier this week. Well, they got a lot of wide receivers involved. Jerome Bettis Jr. had a very good day. Jerome Bettis Jr., those were not garbage time plays. I know that they were up by a lot, but early in the third quarter, he made some nice plays on the ball. He said, CJ Carr said post-game, we trust him to do 50-50 balls. Maybe he can be the boundary receiver that helps out Michael Gilbert. Michael Gilbert made the catch of the day with the leaping touchdown near the end of the half. That was. I think that's as important as a development as anything that happened today. It was Michael Gilbert making that catch. You could say Bettis. You could say other receivers coming along like Burris. Gilbert getting that catch. CJ Carr always believed in him. Now he believes in himself, I think, after that.
I agree. And one of the best developments here was Jaden Greathouse, again, who we talked about hadn't developed a rapport with CJ Carr. 3 catches on 3 targets for 48 yards. That's exactly what you're looking for in Jaden Greathouse.
Yeah, I feel fortunate that O'Malley suggested him as my click to pick, so I felt pretty good about well that done. Early on. Yes. But yeah, he got involved, and you saw a lot of Carr's anticipation with some of his throws too, just getting the ball to him right as he got open. And I think those things are really good to see. I know there's going to be some concerns about the run game. I've looked at the Four Horsemen Lounge a little bit, so that's already a topic of discussion. But when you have a guy like CJ Carr kind of, you know, dicing up the defense, I think that helps a lot. And Nolan James, I think his numbers may not look amazing, but you got to remember he had 2 1-yard touchdown runs, so I think he was a little more efficient than even the box score suggests with him too.
Tim, I was going to just interject on the running game. I thought Aeneas Williams looked like he played a game 3 days ago, not 6 days ago.
I would agree,
and I think that will dissipate a little as
there was a play inside the five where it was like, yeah, he was kind of moving in slow motion. I thought he would have a big day, but he did have 20 carries 6 days earlier,
right,
and that's a huge workload for him, and he hasn't been accustomed to that. It's really great to see these receivers stepping forward. Elijah Burris had made a couple plays, had 3 catches. The running game, I thought we saw a little bit from Jonas Walton. He had a 15-yard run. You saw a little bit of the burst that he's capable of showing.
look, when you have eight tackles for loss and the other team has seven first downs in a game, that's total domination. But you're right about Jonas Walton. I mean, he led him in rushing, and obviously you're going to get a little more tired Rice at that point in the game, but he had a different burst than the other guys have. We can't take too much. Nolan James did his job today. He had very few opportunities. He scored two touchdowns in short yardage situations. I like what they can develop at running back. I don't think that's what Aeneas Williams will continue to look like. If it is, he's going to get passed up. I just don't think that is what he really brings to the table. But Jonas Walton is the guy that brings, when he turns the corner, you think, oh, he's the one. He is the one back that you think that he might go when he turns a corner. Not,
and I don't know if everybody saw that today. We have seen that on the practice field, and so that's why it was important to get him, you know, in the mix. Drew, what else do you have? Well, I want to say this about the two backup quarterbacks. I thought, well, first of all, C.J. Carr was 16 of 20 for 253 yards and four touchdowns. But I thought the two backup quarterbacks, especially Grubbs, comes in there, and we've seen it. It's, grip it and rip it for him on the practice field. Right. And I thought he came out and did the same thing, 7 for 11 for 78 yards. And then Teddy Girard was 2 for 2 for 29 yards. So, your two freshman quarterbacks come in and go 9 for 13 for 107 yards and looked comfortable doing it. I thought that was a big step forward for them.
I agree. It's hard to believe this is their second college football game for both of them, too. So just the fact that they came in, as you mentioned, looked comfortable, looked poised, and they were put in some real situations. I'm glad, even if it was a incompletion, you got to see Grubbs come in there on the fourth down and at least challenge himself a little bit, have some learning opportunities. Coach Freeman talked about that in his press conference after the game, that there's a lot more to evaluate them off now because they've seen what they have to do in a game with the headset, doing all these other different things that are a little harder for them to look at in practice. So as Notre Dame looks for somebody who can come in an emergency situation, they got a lot of feedback they can develop off of and some evaluation they can go a little more detailed on as well.
How many times in the recent past you've come out of these games and you're disappointed with the way that it ended because the backups, number one, don't get a huge opportunity to play, and number two, they're not asked to do a lot. Those two guys ran the offense, and it was still productive. I think they only kicked a field goal after C.J. Carr left the game, but still, it was a very productive time.
I think the most important thing for Grubbs and Girard is we see them three of the next four games also, because if you get some time out there against better athletes, it won't be a high leverage situation. I'm not saying that, but I'd say if you get some time out there in the fourth quarter and three of the next four games where Notre Dame is going to be a prohibitive favorite, they will see better athletes. They will know what that window of the passing angles look like. And hopefully, this is C.J. Carr's team. It's C.J. Carr's season. You don't want Notre Dame to need these guys, but even Marcus Freeman said, we are one play away from all of a sudden they have to win games for us.
Yeah, we saw Joe, and tying in with backups, Joe Otting at center, Cam Heron got some reps at right guard, and they moved Styles Prescott to right tackle. And Marcus Freeman talked about after the game that they want to get him back at right tackle. They want him to be the next offensive tackle in.
First tackle in, Prescott, first guard in, Heron. That's what they worked on this week.
Right. Yep. Anything else, guys?
I think it's noteworthy, too, Tim O'Malley, you mentioned you saw Gerby Lambert looking fine on the sidelines after the game. I know there's some concern that he came out for some other reasons, but at least based on what we saw and didn't hear anything about it in the press conference, it seems like that was just getting Prescott in and giving him some real reps.
I think anytime you get any type of tweak whatsoever in a game like this, you get out of the game. I don't think Leonard Moore had a tweak. He just didn't need to play anymore, and he sat out the final three quarters. That was a good choice by the defensive coach.
Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Notre Dame 52, Rice nothing.